to be very firm with the dark entities. It is helpful to know that they operate almost entirely on fear, and that we can use that fear to convince them that we have a better offer for them. No matter how assertive I might have been initially, I find that I can feel true compassion for them as they begin to break free. Chapter 13 More Remote Depossessions. We are sometimes asked to scan a house or other building for the presence of entities. Emma, a friend, consented to do this even though she had never done it before. After inducing hypnosis, her inner wisdom was consulted, and the project was approved. Emma sent a bit of her consciousness to the address given and found evidence of an earthbound, George, who said he had died there 15 years earlier and was not interested in a better place. He admitted that he had heard about the light but that he didn't pay attention then and didn't want to his house, to which he replied that he didn't want to leave it even to go to a better place. I called for anyone in the light who cared for George to come for him. Alice came. George, she looks happy, but I still don't want to go. Dr. H. I will make you an offer, George. If you don't like it there after you go for a visit, you can come back again. He accepted the offer, George, look around the house and outside for any others you can take with you. George, there's an infant outside, near a body of water, who drowned. He will go with me. Dr. H. Continue to look around the house for any others. Are there others? George, still looking. There's a shadow in the attic that never had a body. Dr. H. Go in peace with our love and blessing. Thank you for taking the infant with you. I now ask the healing angels to fill the house with light. We then asked Emma to explore the attic. There we found one that never had had a body, had no name and didn't want to talk. St. Michael's forces were called to bring the net of light and tighten it if needed to get this one to answer questions. Dr. H. What is your purpose here in this house? Entity. Who are you? Dr. H. I am here to help you. Entity. This is my place. Dr. H. Who sent you to this place? Entity. The Dark One. Dr. H. What is your purpose, your assignment? Entity. To make the people sick. Dr. H. What were you told about the light? Entity. It doesn't exist. I asked the forces of St. Michael to send several shafts of light through this entity. Dr. H. Does light exist? Entity. I suppose it does. Dr. H. You have been lied to. You have believed a lie. How do you like that? Entity. I'm confused. Dr. H. Do you like being deceived? Entity. No. Dr. H. What were you told about staying hidden and secret? Entity. I don't want to think about it. I would be punished. I haven't been there, but I know about it. Dr. H. Now that you have been found, you might have to go there. Would you like that? Entity. No. Dr. H. Fortunately, you have another option. You don't have to go to that place of punishment. There is another choice. You can go with these who have come for you. Become aware of the beings who have brought the net and surrounded you. How do they look to you? Entity. There is light coming from their eyes. Dr. H. Look at yourself. How do you look? Entity, I'm dark. Dr. H. Would you like to look like them? Entity, I would like to try it. Dr. H. Look deep within yourself to your very center and tell me what you find. Entity. There's a very small spot of light. Dr. H. Keep watching that small spot of light and tell me what happens. Entity. It's expanding inside me. Dr. H. What is happening to your blackness? Entity. It's almost gone. Dr. H. Now look at yourself and at those beings outside. Are you more like them now? Entity. Oh yes. Dr. H. Prepare to go with them, but first I would like you to look all around to see if there are others of your nature there with you. Entity. There are some others. Dr. H. Call them to you and ask each one to look inside to their center as you did. Are they changing too? The others all changed to bright beings also. Further searching found no other dark ones. Go in peace with our love and blessing. As you leave this house, call out through the universe for all those of your former dark nature to come and go with you. Are you calling? Entity. Yes. Dr. H. Are they coming? Entity. Yes. Dr. H. How many? Entity. Over 100. Dr. H. Tell them to look inside and find their true nature at their core. Now I ask the healing angels to bring light and fill the spaces vacated by those beings that have departed. Emu also agreed to scan Y, who, when she had been hypnotized and regressed to age 10, had become very upset, crying out, "Help me! Help me! I'm so scared!" for several minutes. She then laid her head to one side on her hands, saying, "And then I died." Y was not able to give me much information about her reason for being so scared, but after several repetitions of the emotional outburst, she became calmer. After she was awakened from the hypnosis, she told me that her father had died of liver cancer when she was 10 and that her own liver was beginning to hurt. She was concerned that she might be developing cancer. It was the next day that we did the remote scanning of Y with Emma as the instrument for the remote. Emma's inner wisdom approved the effort. Y's high self granted permission. Emma began scanning Y and noticed a dark area in her liver. We asked for identification, which was difficult because of the Chinese language. We did learn that the entity in Y's liver was her father. We then asked that the entity just put the thoughts into Emma's head and let her speak for him. The name was difficult but sounded rather like Lo Yuin. Dr. H. Go to the time when your body died. Lo. I didn't want to die. Dr. H. What did happen when your body died? Lo. Very sick. Consumed with pain. Dr. H. Go to the moment your body stopped functioning. What are you experiencing? Lo. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I want to get back in this body. Dr. H. Your body has died, but you haven't. Isn't that true? What happened after your body died? Lo. I want to live. I want to find somebody. If I can live inside someone else, then I can continue to live. Dr. H. Do you find someone else? Lo. I attach myself to my daughter. Dr. H. There is a much better thing for you to do, Father of Y. There is a place called the Light that has been designed and prepared especially for those of us whose bodies die. Do you know about the Light? Lo. Yes, but I want to live. Dr. H. Do you realize that you are causing harm to your daughter? Did you want to cause that? Lo. No. Dr. H. Are you willing to stop causing the pain? If you are willing to leave your daughter and go with your ancestors, your daughter will stop hurting, and you will have a good existence. Before you go, I ask you to look around and inside Y's body. Tell me, are there any others there that are not a part of Y? Lo. There's something in her right ankle. Dr. H. Is that one like you in nature or different? Lo. Different. Drive H. Are there any others of your nature? Lo. I don't see any. Dr. H. Lo Yuin, take the hands of your ancestors and go in peace with our love and blessing. I ask the healing angels to bring healing light and fill the space that was occupied by Lo Yuin. I call now to you in Y's ankle. Come forward and identify yourself. Do you have a name? Entity. Number. This one was easily persuaded to go with Saint Michael's forces that we called, and seemed pleased to have the opportunity to be free of the dark commanders. When this one called out through the universe for other dark ones to come, first there were 6 who came and then 25 more. Repeated scanning disclosed another earthbound in the back of Y's neck that told us that they had joined Y when he was 8. When we called for someone in the light to come for this one, it was Lo Yuin who came. As usual, we asked that the spaces be filled with healing light by the healing angels and that Y's body be filled and surrounded with a capsule of light. After clearing Y, We asked Emma to fill her own body with light as she had filled Y. Emma found a shadow in her own head. This was Joe, who had died falling down a stairs and had joined Emma when she was 23. Joe's wife came for him from the light and he left with her. Light then filled Emma's body completely and extended beyond to enclose her in a bubble or capsule of light. Emma was given the usual post-hypnotic suggestions about future work together and wakened. Y reported that she had been having some discomfort in her ankle and back of her neck as well as her liver. After this session, she was completely pain-free, warm and comfortable. I am including these next cases because they contain some unusual elements. D, not her real name, agreed somewhat reluctantly to be the instrument for a remote. She had a history of alcoholism, but had been sober for more than 13 years. With this history, I expected to find some entities still attached to her. She mentioned that she had been feeling some anxiety while she was observing the releasing of other entities earlier in the day. We discussed whether we should deal with her anxiety first or at the end of the session. We decided to do the depossession first and then deal with any anxiety that remained later. The first remote scanning was for Henry K., age 3 in Boston, who had been ill and in pain. D's inner wisdom was consulted, approval was given. Henry was located at his home and permission from his high self was granted in an unusual manner. The information transmitted was that he had a desire to be whole and out of pain and that he had a light awareness and found dark areas between his shoulders, from the back of his neck to the top of his head and down through his body to his genitals. Dr. H. You who are causing the darkness in Henry's body, come forward and identify yourself. Of course, there was the instruction to communicate through D without harming her in any way. Do you have a name? Entity. Joe. Dr. H. Joe, tell me about yourself. What happened to your body? Joe. I died many times. Dr. H. What happened to that last body that you wore? Joe. I wasn't expecting it. It got dark. Dr. H. What attracted you to Henry? Joe. I love Henry. Dr. H. Did you know Henry before you died? Joe. I know him now. Dr. H. Do you know you are having a detrimental effect there? Joe. Henry doesn't seem full. Drive H. Does that mean that you are trying to fill him? Joe. Henry doesn't have enough energy for me. Dr. H. Perhaps it's time that you left Henry and moved on. Have you considered that? Joe. I feel lost. Dr. H. Has anyone told you about the light? Joe. I know about the light. Dr. H. It's the proper place to go when your body dies. Can you give me any good reason for not going there? Joe. I can't find one. Dr. H. I call on anyone in the light who cares about Joe to come for him, communicate with him and help him with his transition. Joe. Look up. Tell me what you see. Joe. Lots of color. It's pretty. Dr. H. Would you like to go there? Joe. I'll think about it. Dr. H. I ask those who came for Joe to show themselves to him. What do you see now, Joe? Joe. Beautiful people. Dr. H. Ask them what it's like there. What do they say? Joe. They say that you can dance in the light and you feel the colors. Dr. H. That sounds like a pretty good place to go. Are you interested in going, Joe? Joe. I sure am. Dr. H. Good. But before you go, look all around Henry and inside. Are there any others of your nature? Joe. I don't want to leave Henry. Will he have enough life without me? Dr. H. We will take care of that. Your being there is actually harmful to Henry. I know that you intend to help, but that is not the effect you are having. Joe. Am I degrading him? Dr. H. Look at yourself. Are you? Joe. I'm pretty gray. Dr. H. As you leave Henry, perhaps you will take the grayness with you and he can be well. Is that all right with you? Joe. I'll miss Henry. Dr. H. Are you willing to do this so he can be well? Joe. I'm not sure. Dr. H. Think about it. You don't want Henry to stay ill, do you? Joe. No. Dr. H. But as long as you are there, you are keeping him ill. You realize that? Joe. Yes. Let me feel the light and see Henry without my grayness. Dr. H. You can come and visit Henry, but not be in his body. Is that all right with you? Joe. Will I have the colored light? Dr. H. Ask the beautiful people who came for you. What do they say? Joe. Yes, and it's a lot of fun. Dr. H. Are there other beings in Henry that you can take with you? Joe. There's one deep in the heart. It's very old. I don't know this one. Dr. H. Can you persuade the one deep in the heart to go with you? Joe. No response. Dr. H. Communicate with the one in the heart, see if that one will go with you. If not, we will deal with him later. But I would like your help. Joe. Let me go to the light first. Dr. H. That's no problem. Are there any others besides the one in Henry's heart? Joe. Yes, the one from the back of his shoulders up the back of his neck to the top of his head. Dr. H. Is that one of your nature? Joe. More so, yes. Dr. H. Then persuade that one to go with you. Joe. If I can be in the light like my friends, then I'll reach down and get them. Dr. H. Then go up and experience the light a short while and then reach down for them. Tell me what happens. Joe. Ah. Dr. H. Are you getting the others? Joe. I just want to get to the light. Dr. H. Keep talking to the others to persuade them to go with you. Are they listening? Joe. I think I can bring them with the head one. They see me in the light. They're curious and fascinated. The one in the heart. I don't know about him. Drive H, take the ones that will go with you. Go in peace with our love and blessing. I ask the healing angels to fill the vacated spaces with healing light. Now, you in Henry's heart, come forward and identify yourself. Do you have a name? Entity. Number. Dr. H. Did you ever have a name? Entity. Go away. Dr. H. Did you ever have your own physical body? Entity. Shouting, no. Dr. H. What is your purpose here in Henry? Entity. I'm not talking. I called for the forces of St. Michael to bring a net of light and surround this dark one, pull the net snug and continue to tighten it slowly until I received prompt, truthful, complete and respectful responses to my questions. Dr. H. The net around you is growing tighter until you answer my questions promptly and truthfully. Have you ever had your own human physical body? Entity. Not that I can remember. Dr. H. What is your purpose here in Henry? Entity. Go away. Dr. H. What is your purpose? Entity. You go away. Dr. H. I'm not going away. The net gets tighter and tighter until you answer my questions. What is your purpose? Entity. It's too tight. Get me out of here. Dr. H. I want truthful answers. What is your purpose here? Entity. To darken this being's heart, physically, emotionally and spiritually. Dr. H. Who sent you to Henry? Entity. I don't know. Dr. H. What were your instructions when you came to Henry? 135 Entity. I don't know. Dr. H. Answer my questions truthfully. What were your instructions? Entity. I don't like you. Dr. H. I'm not here to be liked. What were your instructions? Entity. I don't know. I told you before. I'm in his heart and I'm dark. Dr. H. Were you told anything about light? Entity. What light? Dr. H. You seem to doubt that there is anything called light. Is that correct? Entity. If there is light, I will have no self. Dr. H. This was part of your instructions, right? Entity. Maybe. Dr. H. I will show you that your information is incorrect. I ask the forces of Saint Michael to send a shaft of light right through this dark one in Henry's heart, and another. That is light. How does it feel? Entity. Take me. I want the light. Dr. H. As you prepare for that light, there is something you must do. Look deep within the center of your own being and tell me what you find there. Entity. Anger, hate, dark. Dr. H. Look beyond the anger, hate and dark. What do you find at your very center? Entity. There's a little light in me. Dr. H. Watch that little light in you and tell me what happens as you watch it. Entity. Will I die? Dr. H. Take the chance. I dare you. Entity. Laughing, I'm not going to die. Dr. H. What's really happening? Entity. The light's getting bigger and it takes away pain. Dr. H. And you thought you wanted me to go away. Do you still want me to go away? Entity. You're not so bad. Dr. H. Now that the light is transforming you, is your darkness all gone? Entity. My darkness is gone. The little boy has a tender heart that is his own. Dr. H. Is it dark? Dr. H. Ask the beings around you. Some of them were once dark like you were before you found your light inside. Ask them what it's like where they exist. Entity. They say the light gets stronger. Dr. H. Do you like that? Entity. Yep. Dr. H. Prepare to go with them, but before you leave, look all around Henry's body both inside and around their periphery for any other beings of your former dark nature that you can persuade to go with you. Are there any others? Entity. Not like me. Dr. H. Fine. As you leave Henry's body with the rescuers, call out through the universe for all beings of your former dark nature of equal rank and stature, of lesser rank and stature and of greater rank and stature. Call to them to come and go home with you. Are you calling? Entity. No. Dr. H. You get extra points merit badges if you do this. I'll ask again for you to call out through the universe for other beings to take with you. Are you calling? Entity. You's still here giving these instructions. Dr. H. You said I wasn't so bad about giving instructions. Will you try it? Entity. I don't want to call them. Can I shoot them with that little bit of light? Dr. H. You have to call them close first. Then maybe you can shoot them with light. Then as they come, ask each one to look inside and find their true nature at their core. Entity. That sounds good. Dr. H. How many are coming? Entity. Dozens. Dr. H. Take them all with you and go in peace with our love and blessing. I now call the healing angels to fill with light all the spaces where it is needed. We then ask D to fill Henry's body with light and let it expand to form a large bubble of light around him and bring her bit of consciousness back from Boston to her body. Then D added a few comments about Henry. The boy needs to be surrounded with light often. He needs to be surrounded by those who understand him in the light. He needs his own guidance field to give him a lot of light, and he needs his own gentle space in the world. When we told D that some of the experts had predicted that the child had not long to live, and asked her in a wisdom for response, she continued, "It will depend on whether the light in him strengthens enough in the next few years. Then he will actually come to a different path and a different vibration than the one he is set on now. The path he is on now, he would gleefully finish in a few years, but he may choose to strengthen his life, to be here for those that he loves. There are those possibilities and we don't know yet which one will be." We then inquired of D's inner wisdom, "Is it appropriate for D to scan Richard A. in Palo Alto?" Approval was given. Dee was able to locate Richard and receive his high self's permission to scan him for possible presence of attached entities. Dee located dark areas in Richard's navel, lower internal organs and genitals. I asked the entity to come forward and identify itself. No response. Then Dee said, "It's a little girl. She's not good at language. She had a great desire to be Richard's child and stayed in his reproductive organs hoping Richard would give her the seed of life." Dr. H. "Little girl, do you know about the lighter place to rest and learn while waiting for a new body?" Girl. "What is the light?" Dr. H. "It's a wonderful place of preparation for a new body. You will be doing much better by going to this place rather than staying here in a body which is not your own." Girl. "Can I have a mum?" Dr. H. "Call now on anyone in the light who cares about this little girl in the body of Richard, to come for her, greet her, communicate with her and help her move to the light." Girl. "Yes. Mom." She left at once. Dr. H. "I call now for the healing angels to bring light to fill the space where the little girl was." Dee began to shake her head. "What is it?" Dee. "The little girl wants us to tell Richard that she is O.K., that he doesn't have to wait for her or work for her or hope for her at any level, and he is not to worry. I agreed that we would let him know." Then Dee began to fill Richard's body with light, shaking her head all the while. Dr. H. "What is it?" Dee. "He needs a different diet that is clean and clear and not contaminated, that has not had a lot of processing and handled by people who don't care." Dr. H. "Has the light filled Richard completely?" Dee. "Yes, and it extends around him in a bubble." Dee brought her bit of consciousness back from Richard. We asked her in a wisdom if it would be appropriate for Dee to scan one more person. Dee. "Can I have the whole name?" Dr. H. "It is KMH in San Jose." Dee shakes her head. "Is it appropriate to scan BH, age 13? Dee. "Yes." Dr. H. "Then send a bit of your consciousness to in San Jose and locate BHD. Can I have his middle name?" Dr. H. "It's Keith." B. Keith H. was located. Permission to scan him was granted by his high self. "Begin scanning and tell me what you find." D. "His neck, the ends of his fingers and toes and bottoms of his feet." The entity was called and asked for a name. Entity. Green. Dr. H. "Green? Have you had your own physical body?" Green. "Yes." Dr. H. "What happened to that body?" Green. Green. "I died in the hospital." Dr. H. "What was the cause of death?" Green. "Lungs." Dr. H. "What attracted you to this young man, B? Green. "He was easy." Dr. H. "How old was B when you joined him?" Green. "There's someone else here. We joined at 12 and 9. Dr. H. "The one that I am speaking to, what is your name?" Green. "Elijah and Elizabeth." Dr. H. "Which is the spokesperson?" Green. "Elijah." Dr. H. "Elijah, tell me a little more about yourself. What happened when your body died?" Green. "It just slipped away." Dr. H. "Did anyone tell you about the light?" Green. "It just slipped away." Dr. H. "What happened to you when your body slipped away?" Green. "How could it just slip away?" Dr. H. "Go through the experience of having your body die. Tell me, what is happening to you as your body dies?" Green. "I'm in the hospital, and I get very light and my body is not with me anymore." Dr. H. "Where are you when your body is not with you anymore?" Green. "I don't know. I wish I knew." Dr. H. "Just examine the circumstances and you'll understand. Your body has just died." Green. "It's a nice boy, very nice boy." Dr. H. "It appears that you have decided to stay with the boy." Green. "I don't know where else to go." Dr. H. Had anyone told you about the light?
Green. I've seen the light. It's high.
Dr. H. Was there any reason that you didn't go to the light?
Green. It's too far away.
Dr. H. I call now on anyone in the light who cares about Elijah Green to come for him, greet him and help him to understand what is really happening.
Elijah, look up. Tell me what you see.
Green. It's getting closer. Could you bring it real close?
Dr. H.